1968 began at WNEW-FM on New Year's night with a reinvented Allison Steele, who was about to make radio history and, in the process, open the doors for women in broadcasting.
The flutter of wings. The shadow across the moon. The sounds of the night as the night bird spreads her wings and soars above the earth into another level of comprehension where we exist only to feel. Come, fly with me. Allison Steele, the night bird, at WNEW-FM until dawn.
Sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and listen very closely to the sound of my voice. Imagine that there is nothing but you and the sound, floating freely high above the earth. Now, as you listen, you will begin to relax. Every sound you hear relaxes you further. Just you and the sound.
On and off for the next 27 years, the Night Bird presented her unique brand of radio to an adoring legion of late-night listeners. Sadly, after a long battle with cancer, Allison Steele died in September of 1995. Ironically, she had delivered her own best epitaph during WNEW-FM's 10th anniversary celebration in 1977.
There is one thing I would like to do before we wrap this up, and that is a little piece of writing that I received from someone that I love very much, and it seems to sum up my entire philosophy about what I've done in music and at this radio station. And it was lettered and put in a frame, and I have it on my desk. I look at it every day. And I think maybe you will understand more about me and the Nightbird. In some way, however small and secret, each of us is a little mad. Everyone is lonely at bottom and cries to be understood. But we can never entirely understand someone else. And each of us remains part stranger, even to those who love us. It is the weak who are cruel. Gentleness is to be expected only from the strong. Those who do not know fear are not really brave, for courage is the capacity to confront what can be imagined. You can understand people better if you look at them, no matter how old or impressive they may be, as if they are children. For most of us never mature. We simply grow taller. Happiness comes only when we push our brains and hearts to the farthest reaches of which we are capable. The purpose of life is to matter, to count, to stand for something, to have it make some difference that we lived it all.
dazed, bewildered, trapped in a world without time, where sound collides with color and shadows explode. Yet this is no science fiction adventure. This is the real life, everyday world of a pothead.
I think there should be arrests for possession of marijuana. I think, my personal opinion, I think it leads to other abuses like hard drugs, and I think we should stop it at its source.
WNEW-FM is digging into the truth, the lies, the hypocrisy, and hysteria that surrounds the marijuana question. And we need to hear from you. Take some time to write about your ideas, your experiences. Just address POT, WNEW-FM, 565 Fifth Avenue, New York 10017.
If you can just get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea.
Hi, this is Pete Fornital, and I've been a listener to this radio station since that very first night back in 1967. But what's even more amazing to me is that I got the chance to live out a fantasy. I got to work here as well. And that happened on July 26, 1969. And I never would have guessed that the very first live commercial I ever did at WNEW-FM would become a little piece of our history.
Music and Art Fair, the three-day aquarium exposition at White Lake in the town of Bethel, Sullivan County, New York. Friday, August 15th, you'll hear and see Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie, Tim Hardin, Richie Havens, the incredible string band, Ravi Shankar, Sweetwater. Then on Saturday, August 16th, it's Canned Heat, Creedence Clearwater, Grateful Dead, Keith Hartley, Janis Joplin, the Jefferson Airplane, Mountain, Santana, and the Who, the hottest groups on the scene right now. Sunday, August 17th, the band, Jeff Beck, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Iron Butterfly, Joe Cocker, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Jimi Hendrix, the Moody Blues, Johnny Winter, and that's not all. Tickets are available by mail or at your local ticket agency for any one day at $7, 2 days at $14, and for all 3 days, just $18. A special two-day ticket is available by mail only for $13. For tickets and information, you can write the Woodstock Music and Art Fair, Box 996, Radio City Station, New York 10019, or phone Murray Hill 70700, MU70700. Remember, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair is being held at White Lake in the town of Bethel, Sullivan County, New York. They've had their hassles, but it looks like everything's going to be okay.
It's a free concert from now on.
This sight is hard to believe. We're over White Lake in the midst of this music festival encampment. We're up over the trees now. We're coming in over the top of the main stage of this music festival. And for easily a half a mile, all we can see on this hilltop are people. 50, 100, possibly 200,000 people sitting there, the music going on day and night, and despite the rain, despite the mud, despite the water, and despite the hardship, these people apparently are going to stick it out.
You're as naked as a jaybird.
Okay. You want to drag?
No, not me, thanks.
Okay.
How does it feel walking around in your birthday suit?
Have you got high yet?
Not yet, no.
Man, you really shouldn't. WNEW, radio?
us.
Right, a load of people.
You caught me really off guard.
Back again. You can leave if you want to. We're just jamming, that's all.
Jimi Hendrix is back from the festival. He and the Experience were easily one of the main attractions. Jimmy, you talk about the truthfulness or the falseness of things. What do you think were the truthfulness is of the festival?
The nonviolence. The very, very, very good brand of music. I don't mean good. I mean the very true brand of music. The acceptance of the long-awaited crowd, how they've had to sleep in mud and rain and get hassled by this, hassled by that, and still come through saying that it was a successful festival. That's one of the, you know, that's one of the good things. There's so many scores you can add up on this thing. If you added them all up, you know, you feel like a king.